Let us turn. I'm following the King James Version. Habakkuk chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse 1 and 2 is a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, upon Shigenoi. O Lord, I have heard thy speech and was afraid. O Lord, revive thy work in the midst of the years. In the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember mercy. Let us have a word of prayer. Dear Lord, we praise you. We come to you before your gracious throne. Lord, thou may be present in our midst. Lord, help us to focus upon thy word. Thou may reveal yourself. We seek the help of the Holy Spirit of God. Lord, I am unworthy sinner before your presence. Lord, sanctify me, sanctify us. We may glorify your name, praise you, worship you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So in the midst of years, the prayer of Habakkuk the prophet, he prays that revive thy work, renew thy work in the midst of years. So the newness of the Lord, the God, so we are seeking in the midst of the years, as the years pass by. And those who wait upon the Lord, in Isaiah 40:31, we see, they shall renew their strength. I like the word in the NLT translation. They say, they soar up high by the wings as eagles. And they're not weary. They not go faint. They're not fainted. So these words I like very much, the renewing that strength. When you wait upon the Lord, we'll renew our strength. And we soar up high. This is the renewal of our life. So, before we come to know the Lord, before we know the Lord, we come into salvation. It would be very difficult to understand the word of God, to know the word of the God. The unbelievers, they cannot understand the word of God. The God of this world hath blinded their minds of those unbelievers. Though they have a lot of questions and doubts in their minds. The Sadducees, one time, they came to Lord Jesus Christ and they asked so many questions about the resurrection. Resurrection life. What happens after resurrection? Then Lord Jesus Christ replied them, this is the reason you do not know the scriptures. That's why you go wrong. Neither you know the scriptures nor the power of God, he said. So they don't understand the word of God. And some of the disciples in the beginning, they neither understand the word spoken by Jesus Christ. And it was difficult for them to believe in Jesus Christ. Even the John the Baptist, one time he asked Jesus Christ, are you the one to come? Or we want to look another one, another person. Are you the one? Then Jesus Christ told, blessed is the one who is not offended in me. So, this was the situation for the unbelievers before coming to know the Lord. And Jesus Christ, when he was resurrected and appeared to disciples for the first time, they were frightened. They were scared, they were afraid. Then Lord Jesus Christ told them, why your hearts are troubled? Why you have so many doubts? Then he did one thing. For the disciples. You see in Luke chapter 24 verse 45. Then he opened their understanding. Then he opened their minds that they may understand the scriptures. This is the work of the Lord. He opened their minds. So our focus of the word, the focus is opened up. Today we will focus on opened up. The work of the Lord among the disciples and the early saints. So he opened the minds of disciples that they understand the scriptures. That is the first thing he did among the disciples. God's word is true. God's word is true. We have to believe the God's word. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will never pass away. Jesus Christ told. The grass withereth, the flower thereof will falleth away, but my word, God's word, endureth forever. God's word is true. We must believe the God's word. God's word is light. It will show light. It will show our path. God's word is light. God's word is hammer. It softens us. God's word is word. It penetrates into our soul and spirit. God's word is milk. It nourishes us. God's word is honey. It gives sweetness to our tongue. God's word is food. It gives us strength. God's word is like water. It washes us. And also we know in the beginning of the world, in the beginning of this world, there was a word, correct? And the word was with God. And word was God. And it did not stop there. And the word became flesh and dwelt among us. That was Jesus Christ. So God's word and Jesus Christ are same. They are inseparable. We cannot separate them. Search the scriptures, he said. You think you have eternal life in them. They testify of me, he said. So, to understand the word of God, the minds to be opened up. Lord Jesus Christ did this thing. One man of God was traveling in train. The man of God was reading the Bible. The man next to him, he saw this and asked him, he said, I don't believe in Bible. They are not true. He asked, why? Then the person told, how can a man be inside the belly of fish? Then the man of God replied, this is God's word. This is true. Even if it is written, the fish is inside the belly of that man, I will believe it. This is God's word. This is true. Neither you know the scriptures nor the power of God. We must believe the God's word. Jesus opened the minds of the disciples. The second one. The God of Israel inhabits on the praises of Israel. Correct? So praising. I will be jumping on the scriptures, but focus on the opening up of the things that was done by Lord. Praises, how do we praise God? What do we need to praise God? We need mouth, right, to praise God. In Luke 1, chapter 1, verse 64, we see Zechariah. When angels spoke to him about the birth of John the Baptist, he didn't believe the word of angel, the word of God. Then angel told him, you will be dumb until you name your son. Luke chapter 1, 64, it says, and his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake and praised God. Zechariah, when his mouth was opened, he started praising God. Praise, who offereth praises to me, glorify me, he said. And what is the praise? Is the offer of sacrifice continually, which is the fruit of lips. Which is the fruit of lips. The creation is praising God. All the creation is praising God. Sometimes we as believers of God and children of God, we don't find words to praise God. We may be disappointed. We don't feel like praising God. We keep quiet in the presence of God. But Lord says, open thy mouth wide, I will fill it up. Open thy mouth wide. He will give us the words to praise him. We must praise the God about the mighty works of the God he has done. This morning, brother also spoke about this Isaiah chapter 6, verse 1. Lord was sitting on the throne, highest throne. When Isaiah saw this vision, then he says, woe unto me. Why? Woe unto me. I am undone. Because I am a man of unclean lips. Unclean lips. And I dwell among the people of unclean lips. When he saw the Lord sitting on the throne, he realized he was undone. And his lips were unclean. Then one of the seraphims, he took the coal, burning coal, from the altar and brought near to the lips of Isaiah, and it touched the lips of Isaiah and told him, your iniquities are taken away. Your sin is purged. So how do we know our praises when we praise God are acceptable to God? When our sins are purged, when our sins are forgiven, our praises are acceptable unto the Lord. We see, what is this altar? It is the cross of Jesus Christ, the Calvary, on the cross of Calvary. It is an offering through the sacrifice of our Lord Jesus Christ. And by his blood, our sins are forgiven. He is faithful God. When we confess our sins, he is just to forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, says. When something paint touches to my hand, can water wash it? Is it able to wash my hands? No. Water cannot wash. It needs some oil, special oil. Back home in our country, they use kerosene oil, if you know that, or turpentine oil to wash their hands. Paint will not go. For sins, only one thing can be washed, the blood of Jesus Christ, nothing else. Only the blood of Jesus Christ can wash the stains of sin. So to praise God, our mouths to be opened up. To understand the word of God, our minds to be opened up. You see, what do you mean by using your lips to praise God? What we have done before, come to the Lord. We confess that Jesus is the Lord. Believe the word in your heart and confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Lord and God hath raised him from dead, and you shall be saved. You shall be saved. Believe and confess. Believe in the heart and confess. So these are the words of how we receive the salvation. The first thing is believe, to understand the word of God, and then confess with our mouth. Then we shall be saved. Our mouth has to be opened up. The third thing we see, so two things here opened up, our mind and the mouth. Acts 16:14. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened. Whose heart the Lord opened. Here the Lord opened the heart of Lydia. She was a worshipper of God. What do you mean by opening the heart? Opening up of the heart. In Joel 2:13, Lord says, rend your hearts, not your garments. He says, rend your heart and not your garments. In Psalm 51 and 17, he says, the sacrifice of God are broken spirit, a broken and a contrite heart. And a contrite heart. For he will not despise the contrite heart. Opening up of heart is contrite heart, broken spirit, a contrite heart. This is the nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. Broken heart, contrite. He moved with compassion when he saw the multitude suffering with hunger. He moved with compassion. This is the nature of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, learn of me. I am meek and lowly. Learn of me. Take my yoke upon you, Lord Jesus Christ, he said. Really, this morning, that was a great thing, how Lord humbled himself. He was sitting on the highest throne, a glorious God. How he humbled himself, coming to the cross of Calvary. The humility of Lord Jesus Christ. We can never understand. That is a mystery. We can never understand with our mind. So this is the nature of our Lord Jesus Christ, the broken heart, opened up of the heart. What comes out of a broken heart? Unless a seed falls into a ground and dies, then it comes out as a new plant. It bring forth much fruit. It shall die. Seed must fall into the ground and must die. Then only it comes out as a plant, a tree grows. The cover of the seed should break. When it breaks, sprouts come out. The new life, the new thing comes out. It is the newness of God. The shell should break. It should die. And also in Bethany, in the house of Simon, the woman, what she did? She broke the alabaster box of ointment. When the alabaster bottle was broken, then the room filled with fragrance, perfume. What does this symbolize? A beautiful worship comes out of a broken heart. The broken heart, from the broken heart, will see a beautiful worship to the Lord comes out. This is the opening up of the heart. Watchman Nee, in his book, The Release of Spirit, he explained about three parts of human body. The outer part, the inner part, and the innermost part. Three parts of human body. Outer part is a physical body. Inner part where soul lies. Innermost part is the spirit lies. In order the spirit to be released, the outer body, outer part, and the inner part should break. Then the spirit comes out. The release of spirit touches the spirit, he said. See, when you worship, the spirit of worship is released out from the broken heart. We all know God is spirit. They that worship him must worship in spirit and truth. So when the spirit released, it touches the spirit of the Lord. It joins together. It worships together. It communicates together. When worship is happening in the house of the Lord, the house of the Lord and the heaven are joined together. They both worship together. It joins with the spirit of the Lord. Oh, this is the house of the God. Bethel is none other than the gate to heaven. He says, it is the entrance. The house of the Lord is the entrance to the gate of heaven. The beautiful worship comes out from the broken heart. Our heart to be opened up. Mind to be opened up to believe the word of God. Mouth to praise and confess that he is the Lord. Third, the broken heart is a contrite heart. And beautiful worship comes out from the broken heart. The fourth one, Mark 7, verse 34. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and said unto him, Ephphatha, that is, be opened. Ephphatha. And straightway his ears were opened. Fourth thing, Lord Jesus Christ, he opened the ears. Ephphatha, be opened. Ears. Faith comes how? How faith comes? By hearing. By only the hearing the word of Christ, nothing else. You can hear a lot of things, but you cannot get faith only by the word of Christ. He that has ears, let him hear. So our ears to be opened up to hear the word of God. In a class, the teacher was telling the lesson to the students. This is back home in India. And teacher asked one question to the student in the class. Some student asks, "How far we reached in the lesson?" he asked. Then the student replied, "Everything went through, only tail is left." When he saw the student, he was looking at a lizard passing through the window. Everything is gone outside, but only the tail is left. So, student, they don't hear in the class. What do you say, like, body present, mind absent. Our mind is very fast. It can go anywhere very quick, faster than the light of the sound, fast speed of the light. So hearing the word of God is important, and the ears to be opened up. In Matthew 7:24, Lord Jesus Christ, he says, "Whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them." Hearing comes together. It is not alone. Hearing and doing. Hearing and doing, both are together. We hear and go and don't do. No, not useful. Hear and do, both go together. Lord Jesus Christ says, "Whoever hear my words and does it, they are wise men. They are like their build their houses on the rock." So hearing and doing goes together. So how we come out from our house? Before coming out, anybody, they look the mirrors. They're okay or not, they'll see the mirrors and they come out. And whenever we see anything bad spot or something, we go closer to the mirror and observe it. What is it? Bad thing on my face. Can a mirror wash our face? Mirror cannot wash our face. But God's word does. It shows us our original face, original condition, and it also cleanses us, God's word. Can anybody see a bad spot on his face in the mirror and can he walk away like that without washing his face? It is not good. Whenever we see something bad, we want to wash it, correct? Clean it. And then we go out. So hearing God's word and correcting ourselves is important thing. God's word is useful for instruction, for conviction, and for correction. God's word is useful. So applying, hearing and applying the God's word to us is obedience. Is obedience. Correcting ourselves and walking with the Lord is a walking, is a following God. It is a discipleship. It's a discipleship. How you follow the Lord. Hearing and correcting. Hearing and following the word of God. Is a discipleship. I want to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back. No turning back, he said. The man of God. So, this is the opening up of ear. And in the last, in the 37th verse in the same chapter, Mark 7, he says, they all people were astonished beyond measure by the work of Jesus Christ. And they said, he hath done all things well. He hath done all things well. He maketh both deaf to hear and dumb to speak. Mark 7:35. He hath done all things well. Our Lord Jesus Christ. So this is the steps we see. First, believe the word of the God, understand his word of God, confess with our mouth that he is the Lord, and worship with truth and spirit, and then follow the Lord, discipleship. Then the last thing we'll see is opening up of eyes, the spiritual eyes. Jonah, he was inside fish belly, and he was praying to God. He was praying to God and says in Jonah chapter 2 verse 4, "Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple." He is looking towards the holy temple, and he was praying from inside the fish belly. Normally, how we pray? We close our eyes and pray. We close our eyes and pray to God. Now Jonah cast away, he was far away, inside the fish belly. And he was praying. Maybe he was closing his eyes, we don't know, and praying to God, but he is far away. But he says, I am looking towards your holy temple. How you can see the holy temple so far? Through his spiritual eyes. He was looking at the temple, God's temple, through his spiritual eyes. So to see the things of God, our spiritual eyes to be opened up. When the Syrian army came to take away Elisha, his servant, he came out early in the morning from the house, and he saw the Syrian army surrounded them. And he got afraid. He was afraid. And went back inside into the house and told Elisha, "What shall we do now? The Syrian army surrounded us." Then Elisha said, "Fear not. Fear not. They that are with us are more than they that are with them," he said. How can Elisha see the things of God but not his servant? See? Then Elisha, he prayed to the Lord, "Lord, open the eyes of my servant." Was he blind? Servant was not blind. But still Elisha prayed, "Open the eyes of my servant." Then Lord opened his eyes. Now he saw on the top of the mountain, the Lord's army full with horses and chariots with burning fire. See, Elijah could see the protection of the Lord through his spiritual eyes, but his servant was not. Though to see the spirit, the protection of the Lord, our spiritual eyes to be opened up. When Jesus Christ was crucified, he died on the cross of Calvary, and he was buried and resurrected also. But still, the disciples, they were not in a situation to understand the resurrection of Lord Jesus Christ. The two disciples on the road to Emmaus, they had a lot of doubts, a lot of fears in their heart. And they were disappointed. Actually, they thought Lord Jesus Christ will go to Jerusalem and he will establish the kingdom, his kingdom. But he was died on the cross of Calvary, and the disciples were disappointed. And they were talking about the death and the burial of Jesus Christ on the road to Emmaus. They were speaking that, Our women went there, went to the tomb. They saw the tomb was opened up. They saw the angels. Angels told them that Lord was risen, but we don't see his body. They have a lot of questions in their minds. When Jesus Christ heard these things, he drew near them and he expounded the scriptures. Don't you know that Christ must suffer like this and enter into the glory? He expounded the scriptures from the prophets, from Moses, from all the prophets. He expounded and he spoke with them. Then he broke the bread. Then their eyes were opened. Then they saw the Lord. Then they knew him. They saw the resurrected Lord when their spiritual eyes were opened. The living Lord. Before, they were talking about the death, the dead God, the dead God. God was dead, not raised. They had a lot of questions. They had no hope. It was a hopeless situation they were. Now, when their eyes were opened, they saw the resurrected Jesus Christ. Now they got the hope. Hope of resurrection. See, for any man to live on this earth, he needs hope. Without hope, I don't know how you can live. Hopeless situation. By the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, he has given us this living hope. He has given us the glorious hope. Our Lord Jesus Christ is the glory of hope. Paul says, I want to know this resurrection. Paul. I want to take part in his sufferings. I want to take part in his death. I want to take part in his resurrection also. I want to attain that, the power of resurrection. In Ephesians, he prays, your spiritual eyes may open up, enlighten your spiritual eyes, that you may know the power of the resurrection of God, which is very, very important to know, the power of resurrection. So, our spiritual eyes to be opened up, to see the things of God and the resurrection of God, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus, who is author and finisher of faith. He endured the cross, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of throne of God, looking unto Jesus. This is very important to know the power of resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know the sunflower, it turns towards the sun. Wherever sun goes, it turns towards it. This is called heliotropy. When it sees the sun, it gets all nutrients, the energy. When sun is not there, it goes down, the flower goes down. And it will reset itself to the rising of the sun for the next day. It is ready for the next day to receive the power of sunlight. Sunflower turns towards the sun. Our Lord is compared to sun. Psalm 84:11. Our Lord is sun and the shield is compared. Our Lord is sun of righteousness. Malachi 4:2, he says. So where our eyes should be towards, looking unto Jesus, towards him. When Elijah was supposed to be taken up, raptured into the heaven, Elijah, his servant, was following him. He followed from Gilgal. Elijah said, wait here, pray for me. No, I will come with you. Then he went to Bethel. There also he told the same thing. Then he went to Jericho. And then he went to Jordan. What do you mean by Gilgal? Gilgal, where the shame is rolled away. Gilgal. It's called the salvation. You receive the salvation. Then it went to the Bethel. Bethel is called house of God. It's a fellowship of God. You have the fellowship of God. Then it comes to Jericho, the faith. Victory over the world. Faith. Then comes to Jordan, is a death. He followed till death, from salvation to death, Elijah the prophet. Then when they crossed the river Jordan, Elijah was taken up into heaven. There was whirlwind around, surrounded him. And the horses of fire taking him up into heaven. Then chariots of fire taking up him into heaven. Where is Elisha seeing? Did he see the whirlwind surrounded Elijah? Or did he see the horses of fire taking him up? Did he see the chariots of fire? No. He was seeing only Elijah. He was only seeing Elijah. He was not distracted by any of the other things. Not distracted by the whirlwind. Not distracted by the horses of fire. Not by the chariots of fire. He was seeing what he received, Elijah. What he received when he saw Elijah taking up into heaven. He received double portion of his spirit. Double portion of spirit. This is what he learned. To looking unto Jesus. Our Jesus is heavenly Elijah. Our eyes to be fixed unto Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of faith. So we have this opening up of our things. Opening up of our mind to understand and believe the scriptures. Opening up of our mouth to praise him and confess that he is the Lord. Opening up of our heart to worship him and have contrite heart. Opening up of ears to hear and do the things of God. Follow him as a disciple. And to open up our spiritual eyes to see the resurrected Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, we praise you, we thank you for this time you've given unto us. We honor you, worship you, Lord, as our Savior, Master, and the Lord. Lord, thou may help us to focus, see you, Lord, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and finisher of faith. Sanctify this word, bless this word. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen.